Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Just Queen D podcast. As usual, I wish everyone who's listening an amazing, abundant, filled week. All the things you want, you receive, and all the goals you have, you smash them. Now, let's get started with this week's episode. So, as you guys have noticed, or may have noticed, I don't know, I did take just a little break from the podcast for a while. To be honest, depression just started to take over my life. And I felt like I was just drowning. And I felt like I was drowning mentally, spiritually, everything. That's just the honest truth. Everything just seemed like it was going wrong. Like, I couldn't keep money in the bank. Work wasn't going right. I wanted to give up on my businesses, everything. I just felt like I was losing control of myself, of my life, I guess you could say. it was probably combined with the fact that I was turning 31 and I made promises to myself that I wouldn't celebrate another birthday in the DMV area, or, you know, I was supposed to be further than I was, you know, just stuff like that. Like, honestly, I did everything I could do in this area and I was over it. Like, I did not want to celebrate my birthday here at all. But it was that combined with a lot of the things that I was going through and things that was just going on in my head that, you know, that made me become depressed again. And it was taking over my existence. I didn't really have the motivation to do anything. I didn't want to do anything. I said I was, but I never did. So, I mean, it is what it is. But I've talked about my depression on here before. And this time when it came around, it felt like I was going back into that dark space I was in years ago. I mean, like I said, it's combined with a lot of things, but I can't for the life of me pinpoint the exact reason, but it was happening and I just felt like it was nothing that I could do to control it. But of course, my mom, who I love and appreciate so much, she notices everything. And I felt like she probably did, but she had to have one of those talks with me. I feel like that talk with her, I definitely appreciated it. Even at the age I am now, my mom still supports me and she still, you know, helps me out with things and this and the third. So I appreciate her for that. You know, a lot of people don't have that privilege, and I do, and I don't take it for granted at all. But we had a conversation about the fact that she doesn't see that spark in me anymore. And I have to admit it to myself, I knew it wasn't there either. I've had the conversation with myself numerous times. Yes, I do talk to myself. Don't judge me. As long as you don't answer yourself. That's what my great granny say. Don't answer yourself. That means you're crazy. But even though it's not something that I needed to hear, I did appreciate her saying it. You know, sometimes you don't specifically want to hear things from people. You may know it in your head, but you don't want to hear it. But at the end of the day, if somebody tells you something that, you know, is really there for you and really loves you and care about you, then take heed to it. That's all. You don't have to take it personal. Just take heed to it. Another thing in the conversation was that, you know, she let me know that I have the support from people around me, but I just have to tap back into my potential and I have to want it for myself. Other people can have want it more than I do. Which is another thing I've also said to myself multiple times. I've said it on here. I've said it to myself, my journal, everything. You know, hearing it does sting a little bit, but like I said, take heed to it. And even if you said the shit to yourself, then that means that it's some truth to it, you know. But at this point, I just take all of that as love mixed with a little bit of constructive criticism. That's all. I'm not taking nothing personal. If somebody sees something within me that they feel like is not there, or I need to tap back into this, or I need to do that, then that's fine. I'll take heed to it. I respect it. My mom can always tell when I'm depressed, which is annoying, but it's helpful at the same time because it shows that somebody sees you and you have somebody that's in your corner that wants to see you be great. But it's only annoying because the depressed part of me wants to stay that way. I don't want to get out of that space. But us having that conversation was part of the reason I started back recording. In that depressed state, I was considering stopping all of my businesses. I was going to cancel the podcast, a bunch of other things. I was ready to be done with everything. But the conversation I had with my mom made me realize that you can lose momentum, but at the end of the day, the support and love you have from others can help you push through. I feel like we all go through a depressive state at one point in time, some more than others, but I feel like going through those, you know, depressive states, those, you know, times where you feel like nothing is going right and you're losing control and things like that, it causes us to lose momentum in our lives, especially when you have other things going on. You know, if you have businesses and things like that, you know, like my online boutique, I don't have it open right now. I am relaunching soon. I am relaunching soon, but you know, when you don't get customers and people don't promote you, and you know, that causes you to, you know, lose momentum because you feel like it's not going right. But and that caused you to also become depressed because you're like, okay, this is my dream, this is what I want, but it's not working. You know, we don't want to do anything. You know, we isolate ourselves, we project it onto others, whether it's consciously or unconsciously, we do. You know, we give up on our goals, our dreams. Like I said, if you have businesses outside of, you know, your 9 to 5, if you work 9 to 5, even if you're a full-time content creator. You know, if it's things not going right, then you might lose momentum and that causes you to kind of get depressed, you know, or get sad. But you know, once again, I had to realize that storms don't last forever. They only last as long because we give into the enemy and we give into that energy. We allow the enemy and that energy to infiltrate our minds and believe that we are not worthy of being great. Like we shut out the love and support, but keep the enemy in our hearts and in our minds. You know, I was kind of losing my way again. I wasn't reverting back to some of the old habits, but I was definitely isolating myself a lot, which is always my first sign of when I'm getting depressed. I always isolate myself. I'm always away, you know. But that conversation with my mom was everything I needed to push myself to be great. I know the potential I have, and so do others around me. So I have to use that to push through all the adversity. Not saying I won't have my moments, but I know that even if I lose my drive, the love I have around me will push me and motivate me to be great. And I'll just have to take that and run with it. Once again, thank you all so much for listening today. Please don't forget to rate and comment why you love the podcast because it does help my podcast to get out to more people. And if you are new, welcome. And I hope that you're sticking around. I love you all so much. And I hope that you're back for another episode of the Just Queen D podcast. Bye.